What's your mum like?
Really nice. Why? She's probably listening.
Just thought I'd ask. Does she listen a lot?
Yeah, she does.
Mine doesn't anymore.
Why?
No, she's got the novelty's worn off. She doesn't listen. Well, she does sometimes. She doesn't like the music.
My mum's always ringing me up, asking me about the show.
Is your mum still quite hands-on in your life?
Yeah.
Does she try and organise it, run
no,
it a bit?
No, no, not at all.
What does she leave, if she leaves answer phone messages? What does she say?
Hiya, this is your mother. Ring me back. Normally.
Nothing more
that.
Interesting than that.
No.
Mine are the same, really. Hi, Scott, it's Mum here. Just phoning to
I
see...
I like the way they always say, it's Mum.
It's
like,
Mum.
Like, you've known them for however many years. Yeah. You've recognised their voice since you were like, why do they need to tell
That's
you that?
That's what she always says. Hi, Scott, it's Mum here.
Yeah, so does mine.
Just phoning to see if you're all right. Okay, speak soon. Bye. Same message every time. Now, there's this woman in America called Amy, right? Her mum is still... She's quite hands-on, okay? Even though Amy is well grown up now and has moved out... She does leave a lot of answer phone messages for Amy. And what Amy has done is she's got all of the messages that her mum has left her over the last couple of years on her voicemail. And she's put them all together and released them on CD.
Oh, amazing.
Because her mum leaves class messages. Mine would all be the same as yours would be. Mm. Hi, it's Mum. Speak soon. Not with Amy's mum, though. Now, I think this goes to show that Amy's mum still... She really cares... Listen to this. This is one of the messages from Amy's mum, which is on this CD she's released.
Hi, Amala. It's me, honey. If you haven't already left to go to the Motor Vehicle Bureau, keep in mind that the wait is very long. So before you get in line, you may want to empty your bladder. All right, honey? That's all for now. Bye-bye.
See, that's nice, isn't it? She's just reminding her to go to the loo.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's nice.
Everyone knows when to go to the loo.
Empty your bladder. Now, also, let's say you're going out for dinner, right? You would want a message on your aunt's phone, like this, from your mum.
Hello, Amala. I just want to make sure you don't have sushi. Because you know that raw fish, it'd be the same as saying, why bother broiling steak when I can nibble directly on a cow? All right, honey? I love you. Bye-bye.
I love Amy's mum. I've got loads of these messages, because obviously there's a whole CD of them. I'll play you some in a minute.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Loads of people have been on saying what kind of messages their mum leaves on their aunt's phone. They're all pretty much the same. It's kind of a universal mum message. George Reed has been on my email saying, is it sad, Scott, that I still call my mum mummy, even though I am now 29?
Yeah. Has he got a girlfriend?
Let me just let me reply. Do you have a girlfriend? Does that sway it then?
Well, yeah, I just think, well, I don't know, probably not if he still calls his mum mummy.
Send, okay. Right, got some more from Amy's mum here. Remember, she's just doing it because she cares. Some people are saying, is that Janice from Friends? Well, Lois, a Family Guy. Yeah, quite similar. Now, these are some of the messages that Amy's mum in New York has left for Amy over the years, which Amy has now compiled into one handy CD. This is a good one.
Hi, Amala. You know the guy who made you lay out the money for dinner and never paid you back? Well, I was just watching TV, and it occurred to me, if he still hadn't paid you back, and you have a way to get in touch with him, maybe you can see if they'll hear your case on the People's Court. Let me know what you think, okay?
I'm quite interested in the bloke who made her pay and hasn't been done the back. That's quite good.
I want to see that on the telly.
Is the People's Court, is that thing where they have like, it's a small claims court programme, isn't it, in America? I think I've seen that when I've been on holiday.
Judge Judy?
A bit the same, yeah. And it's that they argue over like $50 sometimes, but it's quite good.
Did they used to have that here? Maybe it was filmed in Scotland. I think it was on about a year ago.
What, yeah, a UK version?
Yeah, I think they did have a UK version. Didn't have a very long run. Didn't get a second series.
No. Now, this is a good one from Amy's mum.
Hi, Amala, it's me. You know the red terry robe you wore when I came to visit? It's like a ruby red with a belt. Do you still wear that, or did you throw it out? I just want to tell you that if you take out the garbage or run to the mailbox, you may want to put on something else.
Okay, right, so this is a red terry kind of robe that she bought for her. And she wants to know whether Amy's chucked it out or whether she still uses it to take out the garbage. Why do you think she doesn't want her to go out in it?
Don't know, it might. Some of mine belts a bit loose on my dressing gown and sometimes it just flashes open. That's probably it.
I wish that was the reason. Here's why.
Because my friend Eileen's grandson said that red is a gang color. Okay, sweetie pie? Talk to you later.
Oh, a gang member in a dressing gown.
Carrying the rubbish.
Taking out the garbage. Love her. Now, this is a good one. Another message?
Yeah, Amala. I'm just thinking, if God forbid you needed to get out of your apartment real fast and the elevators weren't running, maybe you ought to get yourself a parachute.
No, I'm just thinking, no wonder Amy never answers her phone.
She's just showing she cares. This is the absolute best bit.
I saw a parachute for $12.99, but I don't think it was a good one because it came with a set of matching pajamas.
Oh, we need to hear more of Amy's mum. I absolutely love her.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Now, we were talking earlier about this girl called Amy. You liked this a lot. Now, Amy's mum leaves a lot of answer phone messages for her, like this.
Hello, Amala. I just want to make sure you don't have sushi, because you know that raw fish. It'd be the same as saying, why bother broiling steak when I can nibble directly on a cow? All right, honey? I love you. Bye-bye.
We were discussing this before five. We were just saying, like, here, and it's probably the same for you, our mums leave kind of generic messages. It's normally, hi, it's mum. Anyway, just calling in to see if you're all right. And then if it's a really long message, they do feel the need to go, love, mum, at the end. But not Amy's mum. Now, Amy has put all these messages on a CD, actually two CDs, which you can buy now. Now, here's a question. What area of your life would you not want your mum leaving you answer phone messages about?
Boys.
Yep. Check this one out.
Hi, Amala. I had something on my mind that I wanted to tell you, but I don't want you to get mad at me.
Oh, God. She doesn't want to get mad at her. Here we go.
I just want to make sure if you get involved with someone that you don't use lambskin condoms.
No, you don't want your mum saying that.
Oh, no.
You don't want her advising you against lambskin condoms on your aunt's phone.
No.
Because using lambskin is the same as if the guy had a totally naked schmeckle.
Right.
Yeah?
They used to make graduation certificates out of sheepskin. So before you do anything foolish, you may want to ask yourself, how safe would I feel with his schmeckle wrapped in a diploma? Okay, that's my 2 cents for now. I'll talk to you later.
Now, this is a fascinating issue, which I never really thought I'd be talking about on Radio 1. Mm. But stick with me. I never knew you could get lambskin ones.
Neither did I.
You can, though. Good for stopping the pregnancy, not so good for your STDs, apparently.
What about vegetarians?
Hmm? What? Hey?
I see, I get you.
If you want to know more about the pros and cons of lambskin condoms, why not call Alid on the surgery, Radio 1 surgery, on Sunday night? He'd love to hear from you. He knows all about it. Like I said, not so good for your STDs, quite good for anti-pregnancy, apparently, the lambskin ones. This is an education. Look, there's loads of stuff on the surgery website like this.
Really?
Sexual related and relationship stuff. I'm not sure there's a lambskin section. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to the surgery pages.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.